Sergeant Mike Hansen was about dead. More zombie, really. The walking, barely talking dead when he got the call. Another homicide. The scene was bright, lit by the light bars on the patrol cars. A couple of early bird reporters trying to make a name for themselves were off to the side, attempting to get a shot of anything interesting, and occasionally yelling out a question to the officers passing by. He parked, and Patrol Sergeant Dave Martineau approached his F-250 before he had the door open. "Hey, Mike, sorry to get you up again. Or did you even sleep?"
"Two glorious hours. What you got?"
Dave shook his head.
"Not a normal one, that's for damn sure."
They fell in step as Mike headed toward the large warehouse already cordoned off with yellow crime tape. An officer stood on the side of the building, one hand bracing against the brick wall and the other on his hip. Hard to tell in the dark, but it looked like he was heaving his guts up.
"New guy?"
Mike asked, pointing toward the officer. Dave chuckled and nodded. "It's his second week out of academy, and he wants to see a dead body to prove he could hang with the big boys." Mike shared a tired laugh. Every time an officer in training went to the scene of a homicide, one of two things happened. Either they ran and puked, or they stayed to gut it out and turned a pearly shade of white. They didn't always pass out, but a good portion of the younger ones ended up face-planting anyway. Turning his attention from the rookie, he noticed most of the seasoned guys looked more disturbed than he would have thought.
"You said it's not normal."
"It's fucking sick," Dave said. "Almost 20 years on the street, and I've never seen something like this." That didn't sound promising. They'd had their share of some fairly gruesome crime, but if Dave said the scene was sick, then Mike didn't want to look. He really didn't. Not that he hadn't seen some fucked up shit over in Iraq during two tours of the Marines, but that was war, and to be expected. This was home, and he still didn't get how people could butcher one another the way they did, and for the petty reasons they came up with.
"What's the ETA on the medical examiner?"
"Any time now. I told them they'd need at least two on this one, but I asked for Casey specifically."
"That's good. She's the best. What's the scene like?"
"Staged." Mike threw a look at his friend. Dave actually looked spooked, and that was odd because the man wasn't squeamish.
"Staged how?"
Dave pursed his lips and then shook his head again.
"It's something you just have to see."
The smell hit him first. He'd once tried to describe the scent of decomposing flesh in a report and gave up. There just weren't enough words. Or maybe he didn't know the right words. But the stench was a slap to the face and made his eyes water. The fast food burger he'd choked down 4 hours ago churned. The warehouse was old construction and had two main areas, split down the middle by a cement wall. Broken roll-up bay doors stood open, as was the single, regular-sized door occupying the center of the wall. The music playing softly puzzled him, like a tune he was supposed to know, but couldn't quite place. He shot a questioning look at Dave. He just pointed. "I felt the scene should be kept the way it was, music included." The music got louder as he continued into the room and found himself in hell.
"Jesus Christ," he muttered,
struggling to breathe through his mouth. His stomach flipped more violently this time, and he had to choke down the bile that rose. Mike hadn't had such a visceral reaction to a crime scene in years. Dave wasn't even bothering to hide his revulsion. He had a handkerchief pressed to his nose and mouth. He was the smart one. "Have you ever seen anything like this?" Mike was too stunned to answer. The scene before him was like something out of a twisted Grimm's fairy tale. "Staged" was the word Dave had used. He wasn't kidding.